Decades of conflict and massive displacement have brought the Central African Republic, or CAR, so low that it is one of the poorest countries on earth. Around 1.6 million people are in dire need of humanitarian assistance, and that's despite an improvement in aid access since violence between non-state actors reached crisis levels in 2013. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for the country, Fabrizio Hochschild, raised the alarm at a press conference in Geneva.
The Republic of Central Africa is, I think one can say this, among the most poor, most forgotten, neglected places on this planet. And that chronic poverty and obscurity has been compounded by ongoing conflict. In the last 3 months, six conflicts erupted, leading to hundreds of deaths, tens of thousands of people being displaced. And it happened, I don't know if it commanded a single line or two in the international press.
The hope is that the pledging conference earlier this month in Brussels will help raise interest in the country. But the challenge is immense, and this is acknowledged by Fabrizio Hochschild. He highlights how the UN's biggest peacekeeping mission there, MINUSCA, is stretched very thin in a country the size of France and Belgium combined. Outside the capital, Bangui, Mr. Hochschild also describes an economy of war that's preventing peaceful development and which is responsible for poverty so extreme that one in five children in the country dies before they see their fifth birthday. Although the UN representative believes there are no quick fixes for CAR, he hopes that this time it could be a beacon of peace in a troubled region. This is partly because the country now has its first democratically elected government, which is actively engaging with international partners. One of its ministers was in Geneva to talk about the Special Truth and Justice Tribunal, which will hear some of the worst cases of human rights violations from previous conflicts.
Mais pour des actes comme viol de sur les femmes ou tuerie, et ben ça sera la Cour pénale spéciale.
Speaking in French, Virginie Bacua, Minister of Social Affairs and National Reconciliation, tells journalists how the government is clawing back control of regions from anti-government forces and working with UN's MINUSCA peacekeeping mission and the EU to retrain its military. And there is promising news elsewhere. Already, school attendance is up to almost 75% after being at just 30% 3 years ago. And while Bangui a year ago in September 2015 saw violence hit crisis levels once again, this October a temporary flare-up was brought under control within 24 hours. What's needed now is to consolidate this progress and to take it to other areas. Clearly, it's going to take more than a year to do this, the UN says. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.